You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi, friend. Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. Well, Dr. Jennings, I'm so excited that you are joining me today. I've actually been looking forward to this because for selfish reasons, I've been wanting to cover this topic for myself and some of my friends. I think we're living in a really interesting time where hair loss is happening on many, many levels. So thank you for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you. I've been able to be coached by you, to be worked on by you. You're out in Fort Collins, Colorado, a pianist turned physician. How did you even get into this field and into this particular specialty?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a big change. Well, it really started when I was 28, 29, and I got really sick. And the symptoms I had, I didn't know enough about these particular symptoms to know that they added up to point to one particular problem, because looking at them individually, it's very easy to explain. You know, I had two little kids. I had not too long ago graduated from college, and I was tired. I was having restless leg syndrome. I had a chronic cough, and I started to lose my hair. And my hair loss was, you know, it kind of crept up as far as getting worse and worse. And then it got really bad. So for about 6 months, it was severe, severe enough that I truly dreaded taking a shower, because I knew there was going to be a handful of hair in the drain after every shower. Mm. And, you know, I've had long hair most of my life, and my ponytail was just shrinking and shrinking. And when you're losing lots and lots of hair and you have no idea why, and you have no idea how to fix it, it's really scary. And I thought I was going to have to start wearing scarves and hats, or maybe get a wig. It was just not stopping. So finally, I went to a few different doctors, and I was diagnosed with an autoimmune hyperthyroid condition. And so that was really the diagnosis that helped me start looking for the treatment plan or the way to address it that I wanted. Western medicine didn't offer me anything that I wanted. They, you know, offered me a lifetime of medication and a surgery. I found a holistic doctor, chiropractor, and naturopath. And, you know, within 6 months, all of my symptoms were gone. All of my blood work was normal, and my hair started growing back, you know, stopped falling out and started growing back. And that is really what led me to want to go to school and help other people.
Wow. What a wild journey, but also very, very inspiring. I'm sure people out there are listening going, I'm living in the post-COVID era and my hair is not what it was beforehand, or maybe I'm having children and, you know, all these different things. So I know that you're going to cover this, and I know you're an expert at this, but maybe we can attack it now. What are some of the main reasons for hair shedding?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess both good news and bad news is there are many reasons. Some are easier to solve than others. But also there is a difference between, you know, just get a couple things out of the way first. There's a difference between hair shedding and hair loss. Hair loss is really something that is more permanent. It can be a hereditary thing. It can happen from physical damage, like, you know, very harsh brushing, maybe with a wire brush, or wearing really tight hairdos like ponytails, tight braids, cornrows, something like that, or medications. So when the hair is physically damaged, that's hair loss. Hair shedding is normal. You know, a normal healthy person loses, you know, up to 100 hairs a day, which is a lot more than you think. So that's normal. Now, shedding can be accelerated by things like stress and hormone imbalance and medication and nutrition that's lacking and having a baby. Now, shedding, when you address or change those things, usually your hair will grow back and return to its normal growth and fullness. So that's a difference between shedding and loss. And I think what most people actually are experiencing is an accelerated shedding. So unless it's a hereditary thing in your family. So reasons for that could be a very common one is medications. There are lots of medications that have hair loss as a side effect. And that's a big bummer. There are, you know, amphetamines, cholesterol medications, antidepressants, blood thinners, birth control pills, even thyroid hormone replacement. And we're going to talk about thyroid being related to hair growth and hair loss, but it's, you know, it just seems wrong that a thyroid medication, right? The prescription hormone replacement is actually going to contribute to the hair loss, which was one of the thyroid symptoms to begin with. But it's true. So I encourage people, if you're on a medication, look up the side effects, see if hair loss is, or hair thinning is one of the side effects. Then, of course, for that situation, the solution is to improve your health and do whatever you need to do so you no longer need that medication, because that's a losing battle. There's not a lot you can do if you're on a medication with that side effect. So another common reason is poor circulation. Now, here's an important thing to understand, and that is that your hair is not a priority for your body. It's not a priority for survival. And it takes a lot of energy and nutrition. So when a body is under stress, when there's a lot of inflammation, or you know, your energy is low, and there's many reasons for fatigue, for chronic fatigue, for having low energy in your body. But your body, in its wisdom, you know, in its surviving default mechanisms, will divert energy away from your hair and towards the places that are more important. So, you know, all the more reason to look at your body holistically. You know, overall, what can you improve health-wise? So with hair not being a priority, there are other things, right, that you can look for. And some of these are true deal breakers, like the medication. If you're on a medication that's going to shrink your hair follicles, you can't fight that, you know, in any other way than reduce that medication or improve your health so you no longer need it. But one big thing is circulation. So blood flow to your scalp and to support the hair follicles is critical. You've got to have good circulation. Now, poor circulation can happen if you have a lot of inflammation in your body. And sources of inflammation really come from three sources. It is toxins and toxicity. These toxins interfere with hormones. Toxins irritate your body and drive inflammation. So the more inflammation you have, it can decrease circulation. Also, so you've got toxins, you have infections, right? You've got four types of infections. You have viruses, bacteria, parasites, and fungus. And any one of those, most people have more than one going on at any given time. So addressing your immune system and supporting that will help decrease the inflammation in your body overall. And the last one is foods, and eating foods that don't agree with your body and are causing inflammation. So you want to increase circulation, decrease inflammation. Now, anemia is an important part of circulation because if you don't have enough red blood cells to carry oxygen, then not only will you have low energy, but you're going to have low blood flow to your brain, to your scalp, to many parts of your body. So, you know, you really want to have a blood test done, a CBC, to check your red blood cells, your white blood cells. You want to test for iron, for vitamin B12 and B9 or folic acid. You want to test for ferritin and transferrin. All of those things that could indicate anemia. Now, there are a lot of types of anemia. There's about 20 different types of anemia. So iron deficiency anemia is not the only one to look for. So if, for instance, if you have low ferritin, that's a deal breaker. You know, if that's low, you're not going to grow more hair until you address that. So that's an important thing to look at and either rule in or rule out.
Wow, very helpful. I mean, just really mind-blowing, right? Because a lot of us are going, oh, my hair is falling out. What can I put on topically to fix it, right? And
right.
And you're saying it's actually an indication of other things going on, and it's time to prioritize your health. Get your blood work done, see what's going on. Yeah.
Yes. Most of the time, hair is a symptom, and it's going to be a symptom of something bigger going on, something under the surface, you know, something in your physiology or biochemistry. So sometimes it might be, you know, you're wearing a lot of tight braids, or it is possible to be using a product that is damaging. But so often it's something in your blood work or with your immune system. So actually, let me just mention, while we're on circulation, a couple things people can do to increase that. And we're going to talk about oils at the end, but just some other activities or physical things that people could do. Exercise is really important, right? You don't have to do vigorous exercise, even walking, you know, but increasing your heart rate and getting your circulation moving really helps. You can also invert, like doing a downward dog pose, or even, you know, laying on your bed with just your head hanging off the edge. Not enough to hurt your neck. Don't do that. But just a little bit, and use your fingertips to scratch or massage your scalp. You know, you can use gravity. It's quick and it's free. As far as increasing circulation, niacin, a B vitamin, really does help, especially with microcirculation, right, in the capillaries. So that's a good help that people can do to increase circulation.
Wow, so helpful. I'm already thinking, okay, at night, I'm going to go to bed. Just let my head be down for a second. Very cool.
Yeah,
circulation is a huge thing. Obviously, diet is going to be big as well, it sounds like.
It is, yes. So nutrition deficiencies, you know, your hair is made of proteins, and it's made, it requires a lot of minerals. So, you know, you need iron. So you don't want to have iron deficiency anemia. You need manganese and copper and selenium and zinc. So lots of trace minerals. B vitamins are very important. You know, a whole B complex, vitamin C, D, and E, those are helpful. Vitamin A, so those fat-soluble vitamins actually really support healthy hair. Silica is important for hair as well, to make your hair out of. And then, like, my problem was actually an autoimmune condition. My hair loss had nothing to do with my products, not even with my diet, except for eating gluten, because I didn't realize I was so intolerant to gluten. And anyone with a thyroid, an autoimmune thyroid condition, is going to have a problem with gluten. So, but I had to address the triggers for my autoimmune condition so my inflammation could go down and then help restore healthy hormone balance. So, illness or infections is going to affect your hair in a lot of different ways, right? From the inflammation way, from a hormonal imbalance way, mitochondrial dysfunction. You know, if you don't have mitochondria making energy in your cells, if your mitochondria aren't making ATP, you know, the powerhouse of the cell. All right, so hormone imbalances is another one, and that's another deal breaker, right? If your thyroid hormones are off, too high or too low. You know, I was hyperthyroid and my hair fell out in handfuls. But hair loss happens with Hashimoto's, right? Or low thyroid hormones. So your body's very, very sensitive to those thyroid hormones. And you need the right amount of stimulation, right? If you overstimulate your hair follicles, they're not happy. You're going to lose hair. If you understimulate, they're not happy and you'll lose hair. So getting your thyroid checked out, you know, hopefully by a holistic or a functional practitioner who's going to do a complete thyroid panel, not just TSH or T3 and TSH, you know, to find out if there's an autoimmune condition you need to address and see really if your liver is converting thyroid hormones. There's a lot to thyroid, but that should be on people's radar. You know, again, get a thyroid panel, rule that in or rule that out. Either way, it helps so much to know if that's something you need to deal with.
That is so helpful. I'm excited to give people your information too, because I think a lot of people listening, you know, 10 years ago, I wasn't in the holistic world very much. I didn't know people like you. Truthfully, I mean, we just kind of did the mainstream thing, and my husband was diagnosed with an autoimmune as well, and we weren't getting where we wanted to get with traditional routes, and that's when we kind of turned to holistic sources, and that has helped a lot. You know, I'm glad to get, I'm just excited to get people your information. But before we wrap up, you know, let's talk about essential oils. I know that you are a huge fan of oils. Which essential oils can help in these situations?
Okay, well, there are some great effective oils, especially for thyroid to support thyroid function. And so if that is an issue, and I like to use this in my protocols with people, clove and lemongrass. Sometimes those alone are enough. Sometimes I'll add lemon because lemon is such a good detoxifier in the body. And peppermint. You know, peppermint is a stimulator. So if you have low thyroid function, low thyroid hormones, you might add peppermint in there. I wouldn't necessarily if it's a hyperthyroid situation. Thyroid hormones work hand in hand with adrenal hormones. And sometimes if there's adrenal stress, adrenal fatigue, you know, most adults in the US actually need some adrenal support. So my favorites for those are combining basil and rosemary. Those work beautifully either on your feet or over your adrenal glands. If you know where those are, just shoot for your kidneys.
Those are my favorite. Those two are my favorite. That's my favorite combo too. That's fun that you're mentioning that. I use those quite a bit.
Yes. Yeah, they work great. Stress and stressful life events are another thing that can cause your hair to fall out. Things like either a major illness or general stress or a divorce, loss of a loved one, job stress, losing a job. A lot of these things have been happening in the last, really 2 years now. So supporting your adrenals and your thyroid is going to help your body in your stress response. Detoxing the toxins that interfere with hormones. Imbalanced estrogen can cause hair loss. We already talked about the thyroid hormones being out of whack can increase your hair loss. So detoxing is always a good idea, right? There's no reason to hang on to toxins in your body ever. So
Wow.
supporting toxins, supporting your liver is always a good idea.
It's so encouraging. It's so encouraging to hear you say that. Like, this isn't something that has to be permanent. There are some things that you can do. And you do detox programs that people can join, right? I mean, I think I need some support here. That would be really cool.
I do a fantastic, actually, 4 month detox, and it goes deep into increasing energy in your cells to do the work to restore function. We address both infections and toxins, so it really is reducing inflammation. So it's a game changer for a lot of people health wise. So yeah, people can always look for that. On my website, drbarbarajennings.com, we'll probably say that at the end. I think I wanted to mention one more. If a person has lost a lot of weight quickly, that can trigger hair loss as well.
Wow.
It takes a lot of energy to lose weight, and your body goes through major adjustments. Your hormones shift, and it affects the growth cycle. Of the hair follicles. So having a baby, losing a lot of weight, those things can also cause a lot of hair loss at, kind of at one time. The good news is that's pretty temporary. For
Okay.
women who've had babies, it's scary when your hair's all falling out, but then it grows back and then it's back to normal. And that should happen the same with a weight loss situation. So, you want to support circulation. Great essential oils for that would be peppermint, ginger, cinnamon, the warming oils. Warming, they're warming for a reason, right? They increase circulation. Some oils that stimulate growth. So these are oils that you can actually add a drop to your shampoo and conditioner. Or to your fingertips if you do, little scalp treatments and just massage them in. So that would be rosemary, lavender, cedar wood, thyme, clary sage, ginger, and geranium. So all of those have stimulating effects on the scalp. Some of them also have antifungal properties. So some people, it's not uncommon actually to have a fungal infection on the scalp, especially in kids. And especially for people that might have patches of hair thinning in one spot. But those are nice things to add to your products. And of course, Callie, you want to make sure you're using clean products on your hair, right? Because hair follicles are pores. Just like pores on your face, and they can be clogged. So lemon is something that I like to use every so often because lemon is so good at breaking down petrochemicals, oily things. It's a really great cleanser, lemon and tea tree oil, to clean up any kind of old oily residual from products that you may have used in the past.
And do you just add a couple drops to your shampoo? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Yep.
Very cool.
Sometimes I'll add a few drops of that to just to some coconut oil and rub that around on the scalp, because oils mix with oils so well. And just
Wow.
do sort of a deep condition slash cleanse with those two. Really good at cutting through the old gunk that can clog your pores.
Well, you've given me, and I'm sure the people listening, so much to think about and and encouragement. Like, there is something we can do. If someone is going, okay, I don't know how to get, I got to research and find someone to help me. I need to get my blood work done. What's the simplest way to get started in tackling this particular issue for people? What do you think, if you were to give them one takeaway, like, do this today and get you on your hair recovery journey, what would you say?
Well, something that everybody could do that has oils or can get oils is that last thing I mentioned, right? The tea tree oil or melaleuca mixed with lemon. And if you have a conditioning product, otherwise mix it with a little coconut oil and rub that in and let it sit for an hour or more, and then wash your hair out. So that's something that you can do. You might even mix it with ginger or peppermint or rosemary to stimulate your scalp at the same time. So that's a nice thing to do, and it feels really good. So
Thank you so much. And I've
yeah.
heard that it takes about 4 months. Is that right, to start seeing regrowth? Is that accurate?
Well, not necessarily. Maybe when you've lost a lot of hair at once, like after childbirth, because you lose a ton at once. The hair growth cycle is 120 days. So if you've lost a lot at one time, then you're going to start seeing growth, about 120 days after that. But again, you're not going to lose it all at the same time, right? That's very unusual unless you're undergoing chemotherapy treatment or something major like that. Hair is not a fast changer. So just be patient, trust your body, get your blood work done, check for anemia, check for thyroid, check your cortisol level, for stress and adrenal function. That's the next thing I would do because hormones play such a huge part in hair growth and having healthy hair.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. That's so encouraging. Of course, we're going to put her website in the show notes, but they can find you at drbarbarajennings.com or also on Facebook. You're on Facebook as well. And yes, I'm very interested in that 4 month detox program. I hope people get involved with that. That's starting, you say, in January, and then another one in February.
Yes.
Okay, and you're addressing inflammation, so not only, well, hair loss, but toxin, pathogen interferences, all types of things, immune and
Yes,
metabolic disruptions.
it's very thorough. And even in 4 months, you can't fix everything in 4 months, but we do make a lot of headway.
Well, thank you. Everyone needs a little health relaunch now and again. And I think after last month or last year, right, we kind of all need to make sure we're prioritizing our health. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll be in touch soon.
All right, thank you.
If you liked what you heard today, don't forget to share this episode on social media, tag your friends. If you're on Instagram, tag me, because that is one way you can enter my free giveaways every month. I love to spoil people with essential oils, and you could be the next recipient of my gifts. So don't forget to tag me there, and let's stay in touch. Thanks for joining today.